at windownation.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Clouds have been moving in, but it's going to be a dry start to our day. Expect temperatures between 45 and 52 degrees. We'll have mostly cloudy to cloudy skies with some rain showers around the area. 1 p.m. until 11 p.m. today. Extremely scattered, so not everyone is going to get wet weather today. Temperature 65 to 69 degrees. So more nuisance rain than anything today and a cooler day compared to yesterday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Ronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're at 55 degrees and holding in our nation's capital at 259.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good Friday morning, April 19th. Welcome in. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up this early 3 a.m. hour Friday for you on WTOP. Breaking this overnight early morning, Israel has launched a retaliatory missile strike, at least one, on a site inside Iran this morning. We'll update you in seconds.
The student claimed it was fiction, but police believe it was instead a school shooting plot. I'm Mike Marilla.
A hit and run locally near the National Mall last year left a tourist dead. Now a D.C. man has been indicted.
Three sent to the hospital, including two kids, after a school bus crashes into a Virginia DMV building. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Wall Street ended mixed. Asian stocks have been tanking this morning. It's 3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. U.S. officials tell CBS News an Israeli missile hit Iran overnight. Iran says there was no missile attack. A possible Israeli response comes after Tehran targeted Israel with over 300 missiles and drones over the weekend. The BBC's Yola Nell from Jerusalem.
This has all been already an extremely dangerous few months, and there was so much effort to try to kind of keep things limited, to have a calibrated reaction after Israel really insisted that for the purposes of its own deterrence in the region, it had to respond.
The International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran's nuclear sites were not damaged. More than 100 pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested at Columbia University in New York City. CBS New York reporter Ali Bauman.
The school's president asked the NYPD to dismantle an unsanctioned tent city on campus, which students had erected over 24 hours earlier to protest the war in Gaza. In a letter to the NYPD obtained by CBS, Columbia president Manu Shafiq said the encampment raised safety concerns and posed a danger to the function of the university. Demonstrations in support of the Palestinian people continued throughout the day and into the night at Columbia's main entrance, at moments leading to violent confrontations with counter-protesters and subsequently more arrests.
Jury selection will resume tomorrow in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. Five more alternate jurors must be picked. CBS's Michael George reports from New York.
Trump is charged with falsifying business records to hide an alleged affair with adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 presidential election. He faces 34 charges and denies any wrongdoing.
You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted.
Trump spoke to reporters as he leafed through news headlines about the case that marks the first time a former president faces criminal prosecution.
The whole world is watching this hoax.
Tomorrow marks 25 years since the Columbine High School shooting in Littleton, Colorado that devastated the country. 12 students and a teacher were killed. Tom Mauser's 15-year-old son Daniel was among the victims. Mauser will attend a vigil tonight at a Denver church.
We decided to have it in Denver rather than out in Littleton where the high school is, because it's more of a central location and, you know, the state capitol kind of represents the entire state rather than just having it right where it happened.
On Wall Street, it was a mixed finish for the markets. The Dow gained 22 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you wake up each morning, you need three things. Plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
People are driving 20, 30, 60 miles for the area's most incredible Toyota deals. And it all starts with just a click at twicethechoices.com. Waldorf Toyota and Alexandria Toyota make it all twice as easy at twicethechoices.com. Twice the Toyota selection, twice the Toyota savings, all with twice the Toyota customer service you deserve. The secret is out. The Toyota partnership that's putting dreams in driveways all around the Beltway. Point, click, and save. twicethechoices.com.
WTOP at 3:04. Good Friday morning, April 19th, 2024. Welcome in. Mostly cloudy, comfortable today. Veronica says we're looking for 65 to 70 for the high this Friday. 55, you're waking up to in Washington right now. Good Friday morning to you. We thank you for taking us along for your early 3 a.m. hour ride. We begin in Rockville this half hour, where an 18-year-old Wooten High School student is under arrest this Friday morning after police found what they call a long manifesto. WTOP's Mike Murillo reports Friday morning the writing described shooting up a high school or even an elementary school.
18-year-old Andrea Ia, who goes by Alex, is a Wooten High School student, and his arrest comes after police were tipped off to a Google document he authored, which investigators say was about a transgender Asian student who wanted to shoot up his high school. While the first page of the Google Doc claimed the details in the writings were fictional, police believed many of the places and situations matched closely to the student from Rockville. According to court documents, the student has been hospitalized for threatening to shoot up his school in the past, along with having thoughts of suicide. The 129-page document had lines about how the character wanted to become famous or infamous, and how the character also considered shooting up their former elementary school because, quote, little kids make easier targets, unquote. The document gave police enough to search the teen's home and devices. They found Google searches into mass shootings and social media chats where he talks about school shootings and wanting to be a serial killer. The student is charged with making a threat of mass violence, and security has been stepped up around schools, including Wooten, after the arrest. Montgomery County Public Schools says the student has been learning virtually only since 2022. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
WTOP at 3:05. You may remember that hit and run outside the White House back in July in the summer of last year that then left a pedestrian dead. The D.C. man behind the wheel of that car was indicted by a grand jury this week. 33-year-old Benjamin Robertson, we're told, is charged with second-degree murder in the case of a senior citizen, assault with a dangerous weapon, fleeing law enforcement, and other charges. Police say that Robertson was racing away at the time from Secret Service officers who were trying to stop him at the intersection of 17th Street and Constitution Avenue when he hit 75-year-old Bing Wong and his 13-year-old granddaughter. Wong was visiting his family from Philadelphia. He later died. His granddaughter was also injured, but is expected to survive. WTOP at 3:06. Learning more at WTOP Friday morning about another crash in Fairfax County involving a school bus just this week. Three people were taken to the hospital after the bus crashed into a Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles building. It happened locally in Fairfax at the intersection of Braddock and Burke Station Roads, and WTOP's Nick Iannelli was at the scene.
The three who had to be taken to the hospital include the school bus driver and two kids. All are expected to be okay. Fairfax County police say the bus driver swerved and crashed into the DMV building after a second vehicle failed to yield. The driver of that other vehicle was given a ticket for failing to yield. There's damage to the DMV building, a big dent in the wall where the bus hit, and when some DMV customers showed up today hoping to take care of some business, they were surprised to find that the building had been closed.
It's unexpected. I just found out when I got here, so I wish I knew this a little sooner. I'll probably have to take off another day and come back.
In Fairfax County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
You'll have to check your speed if you're driving along this busy local roadway in Montgomery County. The speed limit is dropping after a deadly pedestrian crash there late last year. We get more from WTOP's Scott Gelman Friday morning.
Right now, the speed limit here along a busy stretch of westbound Veers Mill Road in Twin Brook is 40. But Eric Florence with the Maryland State Highway Administration says it's being lowered.
There's data supporting reducing the speed limit down to 35 in the westbound direction as well.
Some of that data comes from a speed study. It found that many drivers here are usually going around 45. The speed limit change is for the stretch between Edmonston Drive and Twin Brook Parkway.
When you have vehicles driving driving faster than the posted speed, it's because the character of the roadway tells them, it suggests to them that they can safely drive that speed.
As part of a resurfacing project here, the lanes are getting smaller. Florence is expecting that to force drivers to slow down too. Last December, a pedestrian crossing the street here near Atlantic Avenue was hit and killed. In Rockville, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
A Friday morning, April 19th. By the time now is 3:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. I'm thinking weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Good morning to Ken Berger with this early hour in the WTOP Traffic Center this morning.
Thank you, Dean. And speaking of Veers Mill Road, both directions at Twin Brook Parkway, you definitely have to keep the speeds down because the left lane is blocked because of the ongoing road work. Traffic getting by to the right. Again, Veers Mill Road, both directions at Twin Brook Parkway. Also in Montgomery County, the Beltway Inner Loop on the top side as you make the approach to New Hampshire Avenue. There was a broken down vehicle. Now there's a police investigation. Three right lanes are blocked. Traffic getting by in the far left lane, but it is a slow go through this scene. Once you clear that, however, the ride to 95 and then down the east side is doing okay, and you'll find no delays anywhere in the Prince George's County portion of the Beltway. In Virginia, on the Beltway's outer loop south of the American Legion Bridge, heading all the way to the Dulles Toll Road, three left lanes remain blocked, traffic getting by in the far right lane, but a light volume of traffic. There are no major delays as you make your way through this. Still got some road work reported in 95 down in Virginia, southbound, south of US 17, just to the north of Virginia 3, you're going to find the new road construction. The left lane is blocked. Also dealing with some road work on northbound 95 between Plank Road and the Rappahannock River. All lanes are alternating closures with just a brief delay north of Plank Road over the Rappahannock River. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Let's check that forecast now.
Clouds have been moving in, and your Friday is going to be mostly cloudy. This morning, dry, with temperatures 45 to 52 degrees starting out. Later today, temperatures will rise up to about 65 to 69 degrees. Expect rain showers after 1 p.m. and through the 11 p.m. hour. Not a washout day. Scattered light showers expected on your Friday. And then we'll be partly sunny, breezy, with highs in the lower 70s on Saturday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Brought to you this time around by Long Fence. Save 25% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Go to longfence.com. We're at 53 Upper Marlboro, 55 Woodbridge, down a degree to 54 in our nation's capital. On WTOP, time now 3:10. We bring you money news, of course, at 10 and 40 past each hour. Let's check in now with Jeff Claybaugh with us Friday morning.
Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fix jumped back above 7% this week, now 7.10. D.R. Horton sold more than 22,000 new homes last quarter. That's a 15% jump from a year ago. Celebrity chef Jose Andres' fast casual vegetarian restaurant is gone. Axios says the last beefsteak restaurant has closed. At its peak, there were six. The Dow gained 22 points Thursday. The Nasdaq lost 82. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Overseas, checking the Asian stocks this 3 a.m. hour. The Nikkei down by 1,000 points. Better than that, in fact. The Kospi's off 43 points. The Hang Seng is down 152. The Shanghai is off 10. Good morning. Glad you're with us here at WTOP at 3:12. Welcome in.
Grab your clubs and join Youth Apostles for its annual golf classic at Raspberry Falls Golf and Hunt Club in Leesburg on May 6th.
This is Father Jack, Director of Mission and Development for Youth Apostles. Youth Apostles impacts thousands of young people every day. Your sponsorship allows us to help young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and live lives of prayer, charity, and high moral standards. Thank you, and God bless.
To play or sponsor, visit youthapostles.org.
Dean Lane on WTOP.
Icing Smiles is a nonprofit organization that provides custom celebration cakes and other treats to families impacted by the critical illness of a child. Our goal is to create a custom cake for the ill child or their sibling that provides a temporary escape from worry and creates a positive memory during a difficult time. Memories have magical powers. Long after the cake is gone, the memories linger. Memories of the kindness of a stranger, of the sweet smells of a special treat, of the smiles and laughs, of a normal childhood experience so often stolen from these children. These memories are why we say it is so much more than a cake. We are not a bakery. As a matter of fact, Icing Smiles doesn't even have an oven. We rely on a generous team of volunteers spread throughout the U.S. to fulfill our mission. Visit www.icingsmiles.org to refer a family for a cake, sign up to bake a difference, and support our cause.
It's Friday, April 19th. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. If you're just joining us, it'll be mostly cloudy, comfortable today. Veronica says we're looking for a high this Friday of somewhere between 65 and 70. We're at 53 degrees in our nation's capital, right now having dropped another degree. Good morning. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. I'm Dean Lane. Time now is 3:13 on WTOP.
This is WTOP News.
A jury of 12 people has now been seated in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. Most alternates must still be selected. The rapid progress here moves the case closer to opening arguments and weeks of testimony in a case that is charging Mr. Trump with falsifying business records to suppress stories about his sex life in the final days of the 2016 election. At one point Thursday, it looked like one step forward, two steps back, as two jurors were actually removed from that panel. And now we have, this morning, an entire jury sworn in, plus at least one alternate. This morning, Zach Schoenfeld, courts and legal reporter for The Hill, joins us with his take.
We walked in this morning having already seven jurors selected, but in the first few hours of the proceedings, two of the jurors who had already been selected were excused. The first juror said that after going through the selection process earlier this week, based on descriptions of her that had been published in various media outlets, she said that some of her family and friends had begun to question whether she was, in fact, that juror. And she said because of all of that outside influence, she just felt that she could not be impartial, which in the judge's view are the magic words, basically, to get you excused. So that happened. And then we had a second juror get excused who seemed to have a bit of a more complicated story. Prosecutors accused him of maybe saying some false things when he was filling out the questionnaire earlier. So we did lose two jurors, but we are now ending the day with a full jury of 12 people. And now we just need to select five more alternates.
I'm wondering if past his prologue, whether, you know, you come in tomorrow and there's more shakiness. Nobody can say for sure, but maybe they've been a little more careful in their selection today.
You know, never say never, but I will say, you know, I think compared to the first day of jury selection, compared to the jurors who are going through the screening process today and had, you know, seen some of what had happened over the last few days, you know, I think there were some prospective jurors who seemed to kind of be a little bit more cautious as they were going through the process and some of the answers that they were giving in open court. You know, I'll say some people, as they were talking about their jobs and where they were working, they seemed to be a little bit evasive on just some of the specifics. Potentially there, I think, you know, to not get some of that details out in open court and out into public view. So, you know, there still could be another curveball that comes tomorrow, but assuming that doesn't happen, the judge thinks we're on track for jury selection to finish tomorrow and then opening statements beginning Monday morning.
In some of the statements, the jurors have suggested they actually don't follow the news that closely or don't follow Donald Trump that closely, but it really is, as far as a public figure, it's inescapable. Everybody knows about him.
That's right. Some of them don't know the details about this case, but all seem to know the defendant who was sitting at that counsel table. And a lot of the questioning today of these prospective jurors focused on, you know, their political views and if they had personal opinions of Trump or opinions about his politics. And so we saw, you know, a lot of jurors, as you might expect here in Manhattan, say that they were no fans of the former president's politics. But a lot of the jurors selected, they all gave their assurances to the judge that even if they might disagree with the former president on policy, they said that in their view, they can hold it, put it aside, and deliver a fair and impartial jury. Of course, Donald Trump has disagreed with that, saying he can't get a fair trial here in New York City, but the judges denied those motions, and this trial is moving forward.
That's Zach Schoenfeld, courts and legal reporter for The Hill, talking with our Dimitri Sotis. Quick look at the top stories early Friday morning. We're following on WTOP. Israel launches at least one airstrike into Iran in retaliation for Iran's rocket and drone attacks this past weekend. A vote on aid to Ukraine, Israel, and elsewhere is expected in the U.S. House this weekend. And there was a close call between two passenger planes at Reagan National on Thursday. Keep it here for more in just minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
This is John Littell, Virginia's Secretary of Health and Human Resources. Every Virginia family should know about the comprehensive end-of-life hospice benefit, usually available at no cost and accessible statewide. To learn more today, go to virginiahospicecare.org.
I am Steve Cohn at Capital Caring Health.
As Secretary Littell mentions, hospice care for patients and their families is almost always free, provided by us and seven other nonprofit hospice providers across the state. Learn more at virginiahospicecare.org.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
Achievement is where dreams take flight. We are helping students connect what they learn in school to future work and career success. We are teaching them how to manage money to achieve financial security as adults. And we are showing them that starting a business also means changing lives and communities. However, we can't do it alone. Go to ja.org to learn more.
Good morning. Welcome in. 3:18 Friday morning on WTOP. Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, over to Ken Berger this morning with us this early hour in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. In Prince William County, a couple of new projects have just started off, including northbound Route 1 around Dumfries Road. You're going to find the right lane and the right shoulder alternating closures because of this activity. And then on northbound 1, also in Prince William County, over by 123, the right lane and right shoulder also alternating closures. Just got word out of Montgomery County that now just the right lane is closed because of this police activity. This is on the approach to New Hampshire Avenue. Now lanes to the left are open. There were some delay getting to that far left lane. That was the only one open. However, those delays have eased quickly. Also, Montgomery County, you've got scheduled road work in the two right lanes on the way to River Road. That activity not causing any major congestion. Also, traffic running okay now northbound 270. Still had that road work in various locations north of the Beltway heading up to Old 100 Road, Maryland 109. But traffic getting by now with a light volume, so there are no major delays on northbound 270. Southbound 270 running well, even with the work zone that is between 109 and Father Hurley Boulevard over in the far right lane. And the road work continues in Virginia, south of the American Legion Bridge. Three left lanes remain blocked. Only the far right lane is open. This breaks free after the Dulles Tow Road. And again, light volume, so not seeing any major delays currently through that road work. Where speed meets quality for an oil change and vehicle maintenance experience you can trust, visit JiffyLubeDC.com for a location near you. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Coming right up this half hour on WTOP, right after traffic and weather for you this Friday morning.
Latino families, kids, and parents say they need more information on substance use prevention. I'm Kate Ryan.
We'll have some scattered showers in your forecast on this Friday, but not until much later today. That'll be after lunchtime, about 1 o'clock. This morning, the clouds have been moving in, and it's going to be dry for the morning rush. Temperatures will be starting out around 45 to 52 degrees around that 7 a.m. hour. Meanwhile, for your Friday afternoon, 65 to 69 degrees. Definitely cooler than yesterday. Again, showers between about 1 p.m. and 11 p.m. on this Friday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're at 52 degrees in Hyattsville. You're waking up to 55 this early 3 a.m. hour Friday. In Herndon, it's 54, Foggy Bottom. We're back up to 55 in our nation's capital and still ahead for you this morning.
How drivers are adjusting to the Key Bridge collapse. A look at new data. I'm John Doman.
Traffic and weather brought to you this time around on WTOP Friday morning by Lynn the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Check them out. Lynn the Plumber Heating and Air. WTOP at 321.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Jan from New Jersey asks, my mom is 93 in excellent health. I easily see another 10 years in her future. Although she does have a good chunk of money invested, she also has $600,000 sitting in four bank accounts earning nothing. I'm trying to get her to move the cash into CDs and to spread these out from 6 months to 5 years. Is this an okay plan? Yep. I'm on board with you, Jan. She should be earning more interest on that cash, so let's lock down some CDs before the Fed starts to cut interest rates.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
When traffic takes a turn for the worse, you'll hear about it first on WTOP.
Northbound 95 has been shut down.
Traffic updates every 10 minutes on the 8s.
I heard it on WTOP.
WTOP News.
Facts matter.
It's Friday, April 19th. Welcome in. 3:22 on WTOP. Thanks for starting your early morning with us.
You're listening to WTOP News.
Here at home, fired Loudoun County School Superintendent Scott Ziegler will have to stand trial. You may remember last month, a judge set aside a misdemeanor conviction for Ziegler. A jury found him guilty of illegally retaliating after he fired a special education teacher over their testimony to a special grand jury. They was investigating the school system's handling at the time of two sexual assaults by the very same student. The new trial is now set for February. Ziegler's lawyer says she is considering all options for an appeal. Stay tuned. Researchers and a Montgomery County nonprofit found Latino families say they need more trusted sources of information on preventing and dealing with substance abuse. This morning, WTOP's Kate Ryan reports in some cases, kids and parents are on the same page.
Amy Lewin, a professor at the University of Maryland's School of Public Health, is the co-author of the survey of Latino families in Montgomery County. And among focus groups of young people, she found
most of them do turn to social media and sometimes to peers for information, and they know that that's not necessarily the best source of information.
Diego Uriburu, executive director of Identity, a nonprofit that serves the Latino community, said the parent focus group members also wanted information.
What's fentanyl? What are the opioids? How to identify when your child needs help? How to talk to your child?
The surveys took place between August and November of last year, and recommendations include coordinating school, community, and government efforts to address substance use in Montgomery County. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
More than 30,000 vehicles used to cross Baltimore's Key Bridge daily. But since its collapse, drivers around the region have been forced to adjust. WTOP's John Doman tells us Friday morning the impact is being felt up and down the Northeast Corridor.
With the loss of the Key Bridge around Baltimore, that means more traffic has to drive through that city. Maryland State Highway says since the collapse of the bridge last month, traffic through the Fort McHenry Tunnel along I-95 is up by about 11%. The 895 Harbor Tunnel right next to it has seen a 9% increase in traffic at the same time. Those tunnels already did about triple and double the volume of traffic along the Key Bridge, but trucks carrying hazardous materials aren't allowed inside of them. As a result, they're driving all the way around the Baltimore Beltway now. The stretch of 695 between I-70 and I-95 is seeing about 7% more trucks now as a result of the bridge collapse. John Doe in WTOP News.
You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
WTOP at 325, and Frankie's turn once again this early hour.
For the Washington Commanders, it really is a clean slate. Second year new owner, first year in a new general manager in Adam Peters, and his first big decision comes next Thursday night. NFL draft from Detroit, Michigan, number 2 overall selection, likely going to go with a quarterback. So Peters was asked, what's he looking for in a QB?
One is leadership, being yourself and leading in your own way. Doing things the right way, coming in early, staying late, challenging your teammates, but in the right way.